Hi, this is Olivier Bloch from Microsoft Open Technologies, and you're watching a short demo of Winery, which is a HTML5 DOM inspection tool that allows you to debug your HTML5 code on devices, on smartphones and tablets. Winery has been out for some time, and actually had a lot of WebKit dependencies, made it kind of unusable if you were using in like Internet Explorer or Firefox. So MS OpenText worked with the Winery community and were able to make Winery non-WebKit dependent. And I want to show you how that works. So very often debugging HTML5 markup code is well done on desktop browsers using Firebug, using Web Inspector, using the F12 tools on Internet Explorer. When it comes to actual mobile devices, you can kind of simulate that in a desktop browser, but you never really get the same rendering as on the actual device. So you always have to do fine-tuning and logs, and it's not very practical. So here is how that works with Winery. So I'm going to show you how to install that first, right? So it depends on Node.js, which is a JavaScript runtime. And in order to install Winery, you just have to type npm dash g install dash g install Winery. So Winery stands for Web Inspector Remote. So that's the Winre name. It's definitely about doing web inspection remotely, so the code will be rendered on the browser. And the way that works is that you have a Node.js server, and that actually does all the debugging. You will have a server client web page, and then you will have an agent running on the actual web page on the device. So let's start the server. It's pretty easy. I'm typing Winery, and then I can bind that server to a specific network interface, typing the IP address. In my specific case, my machine, my development machine, has that specific IP address. Let me start that. You can find more instructions on the options for Winery in the documentation on the page. So let me connect to the localhost machine, so basically that IP address, and see what's going on. So the Winery server gives me that web page with documentation, with some demos eventually. You also have the link to the client debugger, which is the one I will be manipulating the HTML5 DOM and CSS code. And I also have what we call the target script, which is that line of JavaScript that I'm going to copy, because that's the one that I will add to my HTML5 markup page so that I actually instrument it so that it can connect to my server. Here, that's the debugger client page, and from here I'm able to see what's connected, what's not, and which NIC I'm connected to, and then also start and play with things you'll see in a moment. Let me start Visual Studio, and let me create an HTML5 project, right? So that's one of the template in Visual Studio Windows Phone 8 SDK. It allows me to wrap a web browser control into a native application. That's pretty convenient if you want to do HTML5 code to build an application for Windows Phone. It's practical for me. That's what I want to demo today. So you see there's that HTML folder index.html code, and I'm pasting that script line. So that's the only thing I have to do, just add that line here that connects to the Winery debugging server. I will kick off that page. Basically, it will start the emulator, which simulates an actual device. Works the exact same way. For the sake of the demo, I'm not using an actual device, but that's exactly the same as it was an actual device. So it's loading the emulator right now. It's deploying the application that contains the web browser control, and we'll load the HTML page. So let me reload that page, selecting home here, and here I am. The client debugger you see detected the connection of that new target. And from here, I will be able to go to my Elements tab, and I will be able to start playing around with that HTML markup and start by, let's say, debugging and DOM manipulation and CSS manipulation. So you see, if I play around on the code on the left here, it's the exact same behavior as the regular HTML DOM inspection tools that you know and familiar with. Let me change that text over here from page title to, let's say, winery demo on IE. And let me validate that. You see it's changed. Let me change the color, red. There you go. So you see it's something you will definitely be very familiar with if you are a web developer, you're doing HTML code debugging, and you want to do that on actual devices. So you see it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy. It's called Winery, and you can find more information on the Winery page that is indicated in the comment of that video. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you soon.